on hitting 70. It was around my 70th birthday that I realized I wasn't 40 anymore, that the ballast which had kept me steady for so long had shifted, that the people I conjured for my 20s were no longer the lithe carnal dynamos reanimated in ageless revisionist trysts. On my 70th birthday, old friends started to call me, reminiscing about dead comrades and lovers, eaten alive by Colin Cancer, gaunt and in pain, dangling from a rope strung over the bathroom door, foggy with drugs in an AIDS hospice, abandoned, cancer growing on the brain, joking until near the end in agony. Bleeding by the side of a country road, hit by a drunk kid too young to drive, who said he didn't see the joggers, being blinded by the sun and all. When I had reached 40, all those comrades and lovers were still alive and thought they'd live forever, unseemly curious about my status, whether my life was turning out as I had hoped, because at 40, it was the time, apparently, to take stock of such matters. And I think the consensus was that if my life's progress was not quite an A, it was certainly a solid B, or maybe a B+. And whoosh, it has come to this, my career winding down, my spine slowly disintegrating, and now, having accepted a retirement package, the wonder is that I thought still of myself as 40 for so long. Those few old remaining friends started calling again, because apparently at 70, it is appropriate to reminisce about dead friends and rate the arc of one's life once again. I don't want to disappoint you, all of you. Nonetheless, let me be clear. Fuck off. I have no intention to take stock or embrace my new phase, or fade like the Walking Dead from some horror film into the mist, or endlessly relive my youthful exploits with you, or join you in wandering aimlessly for the last furlong. I have reset. That is all. Just reset. And in all ways important, I'm really just 55.